The follow-up research revealed many details of how abuse affects development. For example, each time they were assessed, the girls in both groups were asked to talk about the worst thing that had happened to them during the previous year. As they told their stories, the researchers observed how upset they became while measuring their physiology. During the first assessment, all the girls reacted by becoming distressed. 3 years later, in response to the same question, the non-abused girls once again displayed signs of distress, but the abused girls shut down and became numb. Their biology matched their observable reactions. During the first assessment, all of the girls showed an increase in the stress hormone cortisol. 3 years later, cortisol went down in the abused girls as they reported on the most stressful event of the past year. Over time, the body adjusts to chronic trauma. One of the consequences of numbing is that teachers, friends, and others are not likely to notice that a girl is upset. She may not even register it herself. By numbing out, she no longer reacts to distress the way she should, for example, by taking protective action. Putnam's study also captured the pervasive long-term effects of incest on friendships and partnering. Before the onset of puberty, non-abused girls usually have several girlfriends, as well as one boy who functions as a sort of spy, who informs them about what these strange creatures, boys, are all about. After they enter adolescence, their contacts with boys gradually increase. In contrast, before puberty, the abused girls rarely have close friends, girls or boys. But adolescence brings many chaotic and often traumatizing contacts with boys. Lacking friends in elementary school makes a crucial difference. Today, we're aware how cruel third, fourth, and fifth grade girls can be. It's a complex and rocky time when friends can suddenly turn on one another and alliances dissolve in exclusions and betrayals. But there is an upside. By the time girls get to middle school, most have begun to master a whole set of social skills, including being able to identify what they feel, negotiating relationships with others, pretending to like people they don't, and so on. And most of them have built a fairly steady support network of girls who become their stress debriefing team. As they slowly enter the world of sex and dating, these relationships give them room for reflection, gossip, and discussion of what it all means.